Neil, that was a very solid and comfortable victory, and your 10th league win in a row. You must be delighted this evening.
I mean, the team was great today, and there were some very, very good individual performances out there, but you know, to come away and win so well on the back of Wednesday nights, I'm delighted with that.
Yeah, what have you said to them in the dressing room?
Well, you know, we just used the weekend in the Premier League to just show that, you know, when teams dig in and are dogged, anything can happen. And we had to be patient today because Dunfermline got a lot of people behind the ball. And that made life difficult a little bit, but, you know, a piece of individual brilliance from Anthony sort of got us going, really. And after that, I thought we were in total control of the game. Towards the end, we cut them open, and really with a bit of better finishing, we could have won the game a lot more comfortably.
It just shows you how good a player Stokes is, because he knew exactly what he was going to do as soon as he got that ball, didn't he?
I agree. He's just, you know, he's very instinctive, and he always gets chances, and, you know, sometimes they go in, sometimes they don't. But that was, you know, we had a great view of it, and the moment it left his foot, it was just nestled in the top corner. He's been looking really good in training. You know, he's fresh after the little injury he's had, and for me, watching him the last couple of days, it was a no-brainer to put him back in, and he fully justified his selection today.
And what about that terrific free kick from Mulgrew? Again, you know, when he gets a chance like that, in a position like that, he's very, very dangerous.
Well, as you know, his delivery for the second goal was magnificent, and then obviously piece of individual brilliance again for the third. And again, in difficult conditions, it's a nightmare for goalkeepers, but he hits the ball so well, and, you know, puts a bit of bend and a bit of dip on it, and you know, it's a great asset for us to have. But, you know, I'm really pleased with his overall performances of late. You know, he's looking back to where he was this time last year.
It's another clean sheet, and you said before the game, you pointed out Fraser Forster's in great form for you, and any Celtic goalkeeper has to keep his concentration throughout the game, because there will be times when he'll be called into action.
Well, I mean, he had virtually nothing to do in the first half, and then immediately after we scored the second goal, he's made a very good save from Burns. You know, we've, you know, just lost our concentration, but you know, he didn't, thankfully, and he's in a great vein of form at the minute, and I think that's given the back four a lot of confidence.
It's also good for you to get Izaguirre back on the field again, just to continue his comeback.
Yeah, he's got a great reception, and things were going really well. I was very happy with him, and then he pulls one out of the sky in her own box and tries to take the centre forward on. So no doubt he'll be getting a few more white hairs with him back in the team, but what a huge boost that is. He's nearly there, and for him to have him second half of the season, you can see in that little cameo 10 minutes what he brings to the team.
Is he one of these guys that knocks on your door and says, boss, I want to play, I want back in the team, you need to put me back in?
Yeah, he's been mithering me for the last week or so. Come on, Gaffer, when am I playing? You know, when am I playing? But you know, all in good time, because we need to be, we don't want to rush him back too early and lose him again. And we can see slowly but surely he's starting to get back to where he was last season.
The bench for Celtic today was very, very strong. Is this as good a squad that you have worked with in your time as Celtic manager?
Yeah, definitely. You know, definitely. We have the luxury of bringing Keith and Young on, and Shadi Ree, and then Emilio. And, you know, you still got Paddy, Kelvin, and Mubengur on the bench. You know, it's experienced, and we've left a couple of the kids out of the squad today, you know, McGeoch and Towardzik and Blackman, who are very unfortunate not to be in the squad. But I think for this time of year, you need to be at your most experienced and strongest.
What is this month like for you as Celtic manager? Do you sit there and worry that somebody might be coming on and try to pick off one or two of your better players, or are you looking to get people in?
To be honest with you, Charlie, I have no intention of selling, you know, and we'll get all the speculation about players and that, but for me, you know, on a we've spoken to Peter about this. We want to keep this squad together, and the players love it here. They can see the atmosphere that they've created over the last 2 months, and, you know, that can carry you a long way, and it's very special. And why would you leave here and not finish off what you set out to do in the first place?
It's freezing here, isn't it? Better let you go. Thanks for talking to
us. Cheers, Charlie. Thanks.
Cheers. See you.